This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Coronavirus cases in the United States topped 8 million Friday. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Many of the biggest surges have occurred in the Midwest and Great Plains, where there has been a resistance to wearing masks and other precautions, and where the virus is considered only a big city problem. According to Johns Hopkins University, new cases in the U.S. have increased in the past 2 weeks from an average of about 40,000 a day to an average of more than 52,000 a day. Deaths are climbing in 30 states, but responses to the surge in the hardest hit states have varied from raising the risk level to doing nothing. I'm Mike Hempen.
Worldwide, more than 400,000 new cases were reported on Friday. The pharmaceutical company Pfizer says it could file for U.S. authorization of the COVID-19 vaccine it's developing with a German partner as early as late November. Reuters' Conway G. Gittins has the details.
Pfizer, which is developing the vaccine with German partner BioNTech, said that it may say if the vaccine is effective as soon as this month based on its 40 clinical trial, but that it also needs safety data that will not be available until November at the earliest. The president's rush to a vaccine has also raised concerns that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, acting in haste, might not conduct an adequate review of a vaccine. U.S. health officials have sought to assuage those concerns out of fear that not enough Americans would take a vaccine early on. A vaccine is seen as key to controlling the spread of the virus.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins reporting. Gilead Sciences is questioning the findings of a World Health Organization study which concludes its COVID-19 drug, remdesivir, does not help patients who have been admitted to hospitals. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, says U.S. troops in Afghanistan will be cut to around 2,500 in the first 2 months of 2021. O'Brien sought to clarify a week of confusing statements about the American footprint in Afghanistan. O'Brien says U.S. troops will be at around 4,500 in the coming weeks, and further reductions will continue after that. President Trump is redoubling his efforts to win the critical battleground state of Florida, appearing at rallies across the state Friday. His Democratic rival Joe Biden traveled to Michigan for a pair of events. AP Sagar Magani has more.
As he's been saying for months, the president told a Florida crowd there's light at the end of the tunnel.
We are rounding the turn.
Hours later in Michigan.
Turn the corner. My Lord. It's not disappearing. In fact, it's on the rise again.
New cases per day are up. Four states. Deaths per day are growing in 30. As it courts the senior vote, the Trump administration's unveiled a plan to get virus vaccines to nursing homes for free within 2 days of the drugs being approved. Pfizer has now joined Moderna in saying the earliest it could even seek approval is mid to late next month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. authorities have arrested and charged a former defense secretary of Mexico with helping to smuggle thousands of kilos of drugs into the United States. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Prosecutors accused General Salvador Cienfuegos Cepeda of acting on behalf of the H2 cartel from 2012 to 2018 while he was serving. They say intercepted BlackBerry messages show the general, in exchange for bribes, ensured Mexico's military did not conduct operations, allowing it to smuggle cocaine, heroin, methamphetamines, and marijuana into the U.S. Cienfuegos is also accused of alerting cartel leaders to a U.S. investigation, including cooperating witnesses and informants. I'm Ben Thomas.
French President Emmanuel Macron is denouncing what he calls an Islamist terrorist attack against a history teacher decapitated in a Paris suburb Friday, urging the nation to stand united against extremism. Authorities say the teacher had discussed caricatures of Islam's prophet Muhammad with his class. The suspected attacker was later shot to death by police. Voting is underway in New Zealand's general election, with voters queuing at schools and community halls across the South Pacific nation to cast their ballots. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is seeking another 3-year term for her center-left against an opposition led by the Conservative National Party. For more news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel.